And we begin with terror concerns and that deadly attack in Tel Aviv. The urgent manhunt for a gunman. You see him there, caught on camera, pulling an assault weapon from his backpack, taking the first steps of a shooting rampage. And in France, soldiers opening fire, wounding a driver who ran into them, trying to ram his car into a mosque. High tensions on this, the first day of 2016, and we start with ABC's Alex Marquardt.
The attacker paces and pretends to shop before heading for the door, putting down his backpack and opening fire with an automatic weapon. The next door bar sprayed with bullets as people try to flee. The quiet of New Year's Day in central Tel Aviv shattered. Two dead and seven wounded. The motive of the gunman, reportedly an Israeli Arab, is unclear. Amid reports, he was mentally unstable and smiled during the attack.
And I hide myself under the bar. And I hear and I waiting that it's finished, but it was like horrible.
Israel is hardly new to violence and terror, while Europe, after the Paris attacks, is a continent on edge as it starts to grapple with a new reality and new possible threats. In France today, soldiers guarding a mosque fired at a driver who twice tried to ram them. They wounded the attacker, who ended up in a ditch. French authorities say they're investigating the motive. Munich shut down two train stations on New Year's Eve after intelligence warned of a specific attack involving ISIS suicide bombers. Here in London, 3,000 police officers were deployed for New Year's celebrations, and there were no incidents. But there's no mistaking the jitters across Europe now, with one top German official calling the situation a general permanent terror threat. Tom?
A sobering phrase. All right, Alex, thank you.